Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. Just to reinforce the point that Erki made right before our break, he was talking about the tremendous momentum that the that all of this work has. And just as an illustration, I was telling Lee the other day, in the last week, I participated in a number of the IMF World Bank annual spring meeting events, in roundtable discussions, and listened in on remarks that were made. And I was really struck by how often the trustees' proposal for establishing an SSB, I was really struck by how often that was cited. And in the week before that, there's a large, probably the largest financial institution trade association, the Institute for International Finance. They have an annual meeting, and similarly, the work of the proposed SSB featured prominently. So it's the amount of momentum that this work has really is impressive, and it's tremendous. And it is gratifying. It is gratifying to be part of this, and we're playing a role by providing feedback, early feedback on a lot of these issues that the trustees are grappling with. So, thanks again for your engagement. Neely is going to provide us an update on, as I like to say, the feedback on our feedback. So, advice that we've provided at previous advisory council meetings. Neely always provides an excellent feedback on the advice, the feedback that we've provided to the board and to the trustees. So I will give Neely the floor in a moment, and then after Neely's remarks and any questions, we will then return to the sustainability issue, and I'll ask the four chairs of the breakout sessions for their remarks. But first, Neely, the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you, Bill. And it's great to see everybody again. This session is covering agenda paper 4, and hopefully everyone's had a chance to read it. So instead of going through each slide, I just wanted to make 3 introductory comments and then turn the floor over to you for any questions or comments. The first is just to set the objective of the session. As Bill had mentioned, this is our feedback loop. This is our update on how the Advisory Council's feedback has been incorporated into the IFRS Foundation's strategic thinking. And the way that the report does that is by first updating you on the strategic activities at the foundation over the past 6 months, which is when we last provided this report, and then linking those strategic activities to the feedback that you've provided over the last 3 to 4 years. And the reason that we look back 3 to 4 years is, as you can imagine, strategic advice takes some time for us to incorporate, and then it takes even longer for the outcomes of that strategic advice to manifest itself. The second point is just to give you a little bit of history and context that we've been providing feedback reports for a number of years, but we restructured this report in November based off of more feedback. And this was the feedback that you provided in April and May of 2020, when Bill held a number of breakout sessions with many of you to talk about Advisory Council effectiveness. We presented that report for the first time in November 2020. And since then, we've incorporated some changes to the report based off of some comments that you all provided last time. Two big ones to note is that we've added a next steps section to the report, so that you kind of have insight into what we'll be coming to you with next, or what we'll be going to the trustees with next. And we also had a request that we flag any advice from you that we have yet to incorporate into our strategic thinking, just so that you can think about whether there's an opportunity for that to be included in a future Advisory Council agenda. And we've done that by incorporating a stoplight or a traffic light system. So things that are marked in red are meant to indicate advice from you that we have limited progress on. And then the final point I wanted to raise was just in terms of the content of the paper, at a high level, I'm sure you've probably observed that there are a number of strategic activities that are all going on concurrently. Some of them are moving very quickly. Sustainability is the perfect example of that with the discussion today and in previous months as well. Others are moving as we've intended. So the agenda consultation is moving at the pace that we had always planned. And then others, unfortunately, we haven't been able to move quite as quickly as we were intending. These types of activities are still very important to us, but just with the focus on sustainability and the focus on maintaining our business as usual. So some of the things that Sue had talked about with the number of consultation documents, maintaining or conducting the outreach related to those documents, and then also just all the COVID-19 related considerations and maintaining the well-being and thinking forward about what that means for return to normal. We have yet to make some progress on a few things. But with that, I will take any comments or questions. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Neely. And as Neely pointed out, the document that accompanied that was forwarded to you, that had quite a bit of information in there. So now is the opportunity to ask Neely any questions that you might have seen in that report, or anything that you might have that you just said. So the floor is open. Any questions? Neely, the clarity of your report and your remarks right now, no clarifications, so crystal clear, no clarifications are required. But
we'll go with that, Bill, or maybe people really want to talk about sustainability.
That could be too. Well, Giuseppe has just a small question. Giuseppe, nice to see you.
Hello, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Neely. I just would like to ask if you have any feedback on how the Advisory Council advice has been affected by our new modality of engagement online, whether they have seen any changes or whether you got exactly what you expected. Just a general comment on that.
I'm happy to share my personal perspectives, and then I invite others to share their views as well. I have to admit, I have been really impressed. I had a lot of nervousness when we first rolled this out because, as you can imagine, it's just a little bit uncomfortable in a virtual environment. And then, you know, we've been doing this a year now, so we had new members at the beginning of 2020, and then we had another wave of new members at the beginning of 2021. And for me personally, it's hard to feel comfortable talking to people unless I've met them in three dimensions. So I've been really impressed that I feel like the feedback is just as good. I think the breakout sessions, hopefully it all worked out for everybody. I didn't get a chance to sit in on all of them, but hopefully that allows for that same sort of interaction. Having said that, though, I think there are things that happen outside the meetings during the breaks that I personally miss, and I think others miss as well. So that's the part that I wouldn't want to recommend that we move entirely to virtual. I think there's still benefit to having that in-person three-dimensional engagement.
Neely, I could not agree more. In fact, I might have given away my position earlier at the start of the meeting where I said, you know, the use of technology is, in some ways, it's added to the efficiency of the group. I don't think it's a permanent solution. I do think a hybrid approach really is the best. But it'll be interesting once we are able to meet face to face. It'll be interesting to do sort of a retrospective look on what went right and what went wrong. But so far, I have to say, and similarly, Neely, I'm also surprised. It's gone far better than I would have expected. Javier, the floor is yours.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Hi, Neil. How are you? Okay. Actually, you're in the digital reporting on the strategic activities. I think you there were linked the two points that you mentioned, the digital and the potential newborn on sustainability. That will imply that from the beginning, if there are standards on sustainability, for instance, taxonomy will be already linked in there. The difference is what is happening now, that taxonomy is coming into place with the newer standards.
Let me add a few thoughts, and then Lee, if you're here, if you'd like to add some additional thoughts. I mean, I think at this point, everything is still very early in the consideration. But what's different from my perspective is with IFRS standards, digital reporting came years later, and the whole taxonomy came later. Right. Now, with sustainability, we have the opportunity to do to think about digital reporting at the same time the sustainability report. Reporting requirements are being established. So from my perspective, it would be very beneficial to think of both together, unlike what we could have done with IFRS standards. But whether that happens or not, there's still a future path to go.
Yeah, I think it's a very good point. I think actually, I'm sure you, the board and the trustees will keep in mind. I think, as you said, doing in parallel at the same time will be better than just trying to incorporate later on that. So that's what I'm asking, because you know what is going on right now with the other way around anyway. So I think that's a very good point to keep in mind.
And I would actually go one step further in that when people think about sustainability reporting and disclosures, they're thinking about it as part of the greater disclosure package. So along with management commentary, along with financial statements. So any digital that we have for sustainability, it needs to be together with the digital for the financial statements. So it's the whole package, and I think it all needs to be considered together.
Yeah, that's very good. Thanks.
Thank you, Javier, and thanks, Neely. Garth has got a question. This is a topic that I really like, monitoring adoption. Garth, or yours?
Yeah, it was just a question for Neely, really. The summary says that the trustees agreed that this should be a priority, that we partner with others, but then when I look at the next steps, it doesn't seem to have the same urgency or structure to it. And I don't know if that's just the way that it's written, Neely, but maybe you could give us more color and perhaps a little more confidence that we're making progress in that area.
Yes. So what the team has done or is continuing to do behind the scenes is try to establish more of the structure and the formalization of processes that the Advisory Council had recommended when we had the panel discussion previously. And so there's been a number of meetings on to that effect. And our next step is to talk to the trustees further about this. But you're absolutely right. It is a priority, but when we also have the sustainability work going on at the same time, we just want to make sure that we don't take away too much of that space to think about sustainability.
Good. Thank you, Neely. One last question before we return to sustainability. Bilang, just you got in just under the wire.
Thank you, Bill. Similarly, on the slides number 6, I'm just wondering when will this be coming back to the Advisory Council? I know Neely mentioned just now because of the sustainability reporting space. So just wondering when will this come back to the council? Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great question. I can tell you for sure it wouldn't be coming back in May, only because we would like to use the entire time to get your feedback on the agenda consultation and the board's strategy there. So it becomes a question of sometime thereafter, and I think we have to sort of also monitor the urgency of sustainability. So no promises, but we'll try to get that on the agenda.
Yeah, that's a good response, I think, Neely. It's the sequencing and the prioritization of the many things going on. I mean, it's sustainability is so dominant right now, but that doesn't mean that everything that Neely mentioned and Sue discussed, it doesn't mean that those things are off the table or that work on other things have stalled. That's certainly not the case. But as far as getting things before us as the Advisory Council, it is very much a matter of sequencing and prioritization. Our next meeting, our next standard meeting is November, and I would imagine it's likely this is going to come up during the discussion then. Good. Thanks for the questions, Neely. Thank you, as always, for an excellent update.